Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Rolando Sanz, Producing Artistic Director of Young Artists of America.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. I know I've been trying to cover for, gosh, it seems like months now, but with the virus, it keeps morphing and evolving. So let's move chronologically if we can. So what was the original plan before coronavirus hit? What was the original plan regarding Beauty and the Beast, Alan Menken, Strathmore? You know, what was it supposed to be initially?
Absolutely. So for the last almost 2 years, we've been planning a big celebratory production of Beauty and the Beast to take place at the big concert hall at Strathmore, which is our home stage as an organization. It was originally scheduled for the middle of March, and so we auditioned our students back in the fall, and we cast the show. We had our symphonic orchestra in place, and we had our guest chorus from a local high school in place. And unfortunately, everything that we all are aware that happened. And so initially, we postponed to middle of June with the hopes that, of course, as many arts organizations did back in March, that we might be able to still make a go of it. And, of course, we are not able to do so. The original plan was also to have the show's composer, Alan Menken, be a part of the production. So he's been on board with us for the past year, helping curate our production and helping us on the artistic side, and he actually was scheduled to come join us for our original and second date in June come be a part of the final days of rehearsal to attend the performance. And actually, he was also going to perform on stage at the end with the kids along with a VIP reception. So, of course, all of that is no longer happening, but we're very excited that Alan has still remained a part of our production as it stands.
Yeah, so explain how Mr. Menken still wound up doing a virtual call with you guys recently. You know, how excited were the kids? How disappointed were they at first when they realized, dang, we were going to perform on stage with him, and now it's canceled entirely. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? We still got him. Here he is.
Totally. So, the first call that we actually made once we realized that we had to, at the time, postpone the production was to Alan, just to let him know, because as you can imagine, Alan's schedule is crazy, and he's booked out years in advance. So we wanted to be sure that he was aware that we were making a pivot, as, of course, he assumed we were. So the next question, of course, was how can we still keep you involved? Because we're still working on the production, believe it or not. But we wanted to be sure that he could connect with the kids and really talk to them. And at YAA, we're really proud of the fact that we bring in people like Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz and Jason Robert Brown, these amazing guest mentors from Broadway, to mentor our kids. And we wanted to be sure that that opportunity was not lost just because we're homebound. So Alan very graciously agreed to do a Zoom call with our kids. He talked to them about everything. We have great video of it, as I'm sure you've seen. But he showed the kids his Oscars and his Tony Award, and he played for them on the piano from his studio and really gave them insights as to how a show like Beauty and the Beast came together before these kids were born, of course. But it's such a – his music is, of course, such a part of our music community and our minds for all of us growing up with him being the soundtrack of our lives.
Oh, absolutely. And I would love to embed that video of his call if we can in the article. That would be really, really cool.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. So I will try to make a mental note to remember to do that after we're done.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So now I know you guys are planning are you still putting together a cast album with a local celebrity as a narrator?
So we are. What we have done, originally we were supposed to perform in March, and then we pushed to June, and obviously, there's no way we can all be in a concert hall together in June. So our next pivot has been that for the last few weeks and for the next month or so, we're going to be recording a cast album of the music. Our orchestra is currently recording some of the tracks. And our singers we're using all sorts of online technologies so that the kids can record from home. And the goal is to have a cast album of the music from the show that they've been working on since December. And then the other side of it is we had invited months ago Diane Rehm from NPR to record the opening narration for Beauty and the Beast. It's that famous narration, of course, that we all know and love. And she was gracious enough to do that before all of this happened. And so the goal of that was to actually have her voice be played at Strathmore while the orchestra was playing the overture, because her voice is so recognizable. And so she has graciously agreed to allow us to use the narration for this album. So we actually are right now putting together, for the opening of our cast album, the our YAA Symphonic Orchestra is recording the music for the prologue, and then we will be putting Diane's narration over that.
Awesome. And then after the cast album, are you guys still planning, you know, once we, you know, let's say, you know, God willing, things start opening back up, whenever that is, are you guys still planning to do a live performance as intended originally?
It's such a good question. You know, the performing arts are a bit of a pickle worldwide right now. You know, there's a lot of conversations about what performances look like. I don't think it's in anyone's realistic imagination that what we're used to, which is a sold-out 2,000-person seat Strathmore Concert Hall, is anywhere in the near future. So the way we're pivoting is we are, since day one, we have fully embraced this virtual arts world that seems to be kind of coming out of the ashes of this pandemic. And so what we're going to do instead of doing a live performance is we're going to have this cast album, and then our original postponed date of June 12th that was supposed to happen at Strathmore, we're actually going to host a virtual performance for friends and family. So what will happen is our kids will all come together on Zoom. And what we've figured out about this technology very quickly is that it's really good for communicating, really good for seeing faces in the performing arts, for dialogue, for eye contact with a camera. And we can really be successful storytellers with dialogue over this vehicle. The music part is a bit more complex. So that is one of the reasons we're recording this cast album, because on June 12th, our cast is going to come together in a giant Zoom call. And we are going to do a live reading of the dialogue of the show. And then as the songs fall into place during the show, we will kind of do a premiere of this cast album. And our hope is we're working with the licensing company to be able to put this out there on Facebook Live or YouTube Live. So it's about as close as we can get under the circumstances to a live performance.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess you guys have to go through Disney, or can Mr. Mencken pull some strings with that?
The good news is Disney is, of course, the license holder, but the licensing company has been very generous, and they're realizing also that you know, the performing arts world right now requires flexibility, and in order for the arts, performing arts to continue, they're really working hard with their owners and their content creators to try to make this possible. So all of that is still in the works, but we're hoping it's going to be a go.
Awesome. And if you could get it on Facebook Live, that would be cool, because I would love to be able to tease for our listeners to be able to watch it too, on if it's something like a public format like that, rather than just a private Zoom call with, you know, family and friends. It'd be awesome.
Absolutely. I'll keep you updated as to what the final prognosis is, and if it can be public, I will definitely let you know.
Okay, cool. So mark your calendars. That's planned for June 12th.
June 12th, 7 p.m.
Okay, awesome. I guess before we hop off here, take me into some of the kids involved here. You know, who's playing Belle? Who's playing the Beast, Lumiere, Cogsworth, Mrs. Potts, Gaston, the whole works?
Totally. So we're very fortunate at YA that we pull kids from all over the DMV. Some kids drive over an hour and a half each way when we're, you know, in-person session to come to these rehearsals a few times a week. So it happens in our orchestra, it happens in our junior program, and then in our company, that is our cast for the show. These kids are really all the hotshots from their own schools. We're very fortunate that the talent runs really deep, which of course makes casting one of our shows shows very complicated because unlike high schools where usually there's one or two kids that, you know, can actually pull their weight and be stars, we have 75 stars. So we have kids that our Belle, her name is Heather. She's been with us all 4 years of high school. She goes to Churchill High School here in Montgomery County. Our Beast is a sophomore. He lives out in Frederick County. So we have kids really from as far as Poolsville, Northern Virginia. And what was cool about this production is we actually had rented some of the most gorgeous costumes available around from an amazing designer in Chicago named Travis Halsey. And we actually still have them in storage. The kids have had all their fittings, and, you know, we were 2 weeks from production. So our hope is to be able to kind of be able to at some point sneak back in there, at least get the photos of the kids in costumes, because that's one of the really tough parts on the kids is they were so excited to be in these gorgeous costumes.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting for them. And also, yeah, before we go, remind our listeners, let's say, I'm assuming that everyone knows what, you know, YAA is, but let's take a giant step back, big picture it for me. You know, when was it founded? You know, sort of the overall mission, I guess.
Very kind of you to ask. So Young Artists of America is an organization that really brings middle and high school kids, really talented middle and high school kids from all over the DMV, to collaborate on large-scale projects, mostly in musical theater. So we have our own symphonic orchestra. Everything that we do during our regular season is accompanied by at least a 54 to 60-piece symphonic orchestra, all made up of students. And then we do these giant productions. So this Beauty and the Beast was actually planned to feature over 300 students from all over the area between our orchestra, junior ensemble, high school company, and then about 80 singers from Richard Montgomery High School. That was the original plan. So it's one of the reasons we're able to reach out to people like Alan Menken and to say we would love to celebrate your work in a very grand style. We call it the YAA treatment for these shows. And so we really, our goal and our mission is to figuratively and literally help kids find their voice, whether it's on their violin, whether it's their singing voice, whether it's their speaking voice, or whether it's expressing themselves through dance. We really want to give kids a very high-quality platform to find a form of expression. And we do that through the vehicle of musical theater. And these shows end up being really inspirational, single performances usually, because performing at Strathmore is not a cheap endeavor. But that's what we do. We also run a great summer camp out in northern Montgomery County, which is in its that's in its fifth year. And we are about to announce tomorrow that we are pivoting to a virtual summer camp where we believe we're going to be the first in the nation to announce that we are going to put on a digital musical this summer. And during a two-week session, kids that register for our conservatory program are going to audition, rehearse, videotape, and professionally produce a musical video that we will then have a watch party for at the end. So that all very exciting stuff.
Awesome. Cool. Well, if any of our listeners, you know, if there's any parents out there that they hear this and they say, I want to get my kid involved, you know, how do they get involved with you guys?
It's a great question. The best source of information is our website, which is yaa.org. Can't miss it. All the information for our upcoming summer program is going to be up as of tomorrow, Friday, May 15th. And the exciting part about that is usually we run an overnight camp on site here in Montgomery County. But since it's virtual this summer, anyone anywhere can participate in this. So lots more information at yaa.org.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Rolando, for putting it on, and I'm glad you guys have found, you know, other alternate ways to still make this thing happen.
Thank you, Jason. I mean, you know, I think the alternative is just kind of sit back and wait and feel sorry for ourselves, and that's not what our kids need, that's not what our family needs, and I don't think that's what the world needs right now. I think we really need to think with innovation at the forefront, and the performing arts specifically are such an important way to communicate empathy and to bring beauty to the world, and right now, the world really needs it.
Awesome. Bring beauty to the world and the beast.
You got it.
Exactly. Appreciate it. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jason. Take care.